At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Some reaction to the president's big tariff announcement coming up. But first, a little bit of rain east of the Dallas-Fort Worth area this hour. But there's a lot more where that came from. Overnight storms could turn severe. We're talking about golf ball-sized hail and possible strong winds. And these storms could ramp up early in the morning overnight. And it could really cause some problems as you go into work tomorrow morning. Of course, we keep a close eye on the weather for you no matter what time it is. And we activate the KRLD Storm Center and give you updates every 10 minutes, especially we'll be there live with you during the KRLD morning news.
An unimaginable tragedy at what should have been a routine track meet. Instead, a fight led to the stabbing death of a 16-year-old student.
The principal of the school sent an email to parents after it was announced that the 16-year-old student died of his stab wounds. Brooke Fesco says Austin Metcalf participated in both football and track. Metcalf was stabbed during a fight at the track meet at Kirkendall Stadium. Frisco police arrested 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony, who was charged with first-degree murder. The UIL released a statement saying they are deeply saddened by the tragic incident. They are in communication with the district, which decided to immediately suspend the meet. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The father's victim actually speaking out about what happened. He talked to our partners at NBC5. His son didn't know the other student. Jeff Metcalf says his son Austin died in his brother's arms. They're identical twins.
My son had a 4.0 and was fixing, was MVP of the football team and had a bright future and was going to go to college. And I mean, who knows? Maybe NFL. I don't know. But he was on the right track. He was loved by many. He's a leader.
Students at Memorial High School are going to honor the teen tomorrow.
Well, President Trump, you heard it right here live on KRLD when he announced plans for sweeping tariffs, saying our country has been looted, pillaged, raped, and plundered by other nations. And his plan, he says, would make America wealthy again.
This will be indeed the golden age of America. It's coming back. We're going to come back very strongly.
Yeah, he's imposing a 10% baseline tax on imports from all countries. And the United States will charge a 34% tax on imports from China, a 20% tax on imports from the European Union, 25% on South Korea, 24% on Japan, and 32% on Taiwan.
Reaction flooding in across the country on that news.
My first question was simple. What do you think of President Trump's tariffs?
It's going to raise prices, and people who voted for him are going to regret it.
We're supposed to be going lower, not higher.
You know, if a car is going to go up $10,000, he's barely afford them as it is now.
My second question, do you think the president's plan to redraw economic agreements with U.S. trading partners will work?
It's just not well thought out.
I just don't agree with him. We're going to see a lot of grief because of them.
Some kind of shotgun approach that is not doing us a favor.
In the long run, it's a good thing.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas County Health and Human Services making the announcement, kind of a shocking announcement yesterday. They're going to have to cancel 50 vaccine events, these pop-up vaccination events that had been planned over the next year after the department's immunization grants from the federal government was among the programs cut as part of the Trump administration's effort to reduce federal spending. Health and Human Services Director for the county, that's Dr. Philip Wong, revealed the information yesterday, joins us right now on KRLT. Tell us about the spending cuts overall, the money that you should be getting from the feds but aren't. How have those cuts impacted Health and Human Services here in Dallas County?
Sure. There are three grant funding streams from CDC that we're receiving, one directly and two through the State Health Department. And they really impact our, one of them is like an epidemiology lab capacity grant. So some of that's our lab capabilities. We were buying some instruments for laboratories and, you know, to do lab testing on public health issues, including things like measles. That was going to be some of our increased capacity for doing testing for measles and any other pathogens or things that we might need to be prepared or respond to. Then our epidemiologists or, you know, the staff that do the disease investigations, you know, even though we haven't had a confirmed case here of measles here in Dallas, we have they're having to investigate, you know, possible rash illness, you know, see if any people might have been exposed or contact tracing. And then also the immunization staff that are doing all those immunization clinics, including some that we scheduled at schools that have low vaccination rates to be prepared for the measles.
So I know that you've seen these cuts already. Are you expecting more cuts in the coming months and within the next year?
Well, that's what's so unpredictable. And this one, you know, we got a notification on Tuesday morning last week that the funding was stopped effective the day before, you know, on Monday. So there was no preparation, no advance warning on this. I mean, I think everyone's, you know, on pins and needles regarding just the uncertainty and of what the federal government's going to do. And, you know, yesterday, I mean, it was really catastrophic impact on CDC, which is an organization that we really depend on for that expertise and being able to provide, you know, a lot of the experience and knowledge regarding some of these outbreaks or other things that we don't really have that experience with, because we, like even measles, we've never seen measles cases here for most physicians, and I've never seen measles.
So these pop-up events, how popular were they?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So, you know, we've been doing since even before COVID. During COVID, it certainly became one of the main ways that many people were able to get their vaccines, because, you know, what we see is a lot of people have issues with access to care. So we go out into the community. Now with the measles situation, you know, what we've identified are, you know, pocket schools that, you know, particularly have a lot of kids that aren't up to date on their vaccines. And those are some of the most important vulnerabilities that we've needed to be able to make sure people are vaccinated to protect and not see what we've been seeing in West Texas regarding the measles.
So what are these parents going to do now? What are their options?
Well, you know, we do still have offer the vaccines at our permanent brick-and-mortar clinics. So we still have them available there. They can go to, like, on Stemmons Freeway, and we have seven other satellite places, as well as also in Garland. Again, you know, some of those events, even at the schools where they have low vaccination rates, were something we were really hoping to be able to assist with.
And you're expecting more of these cuts to affect other counties across the nation in the same similar fashion?
I mean, I've already heard of, you know, huge impacts across the country from some of the other health departments. And, you know, some of these small health departments, and the ones out in West Texas, you know, they even loss of one or two staff is devastating to some of their ability to be able to do some of the, you know, provide those services. And, you know, we're hearing about all these cuts that are impacting them even more so.
Dr. Wong, thank you so much for your time. Good information. That is Dallas County, the head of Dallas County Health and Human Services, Dr. Philip Wong, with us. 10:51 now at KRLD. He played Batman. He played Jim Morrison. He played Doc Holliday. And, of course, Iceman. Now, that's some range right there. Val Kilmer has died at the age of 65.
You're everyone's problem. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Ice. Man.
Val Kilmer shot to global stardom in one of his most iconic Hollywood roles as hotshot pilot Tom Iceman Kazansky, playing opposite Tom Cruise in 1986 blockbuster film Top Gun.
You can be my wingman anytime.
A role he would later reprise almost 40 years later. Kilmer grew up just outside of Tinseltown in L.A.'s San Fernando Valley. At just 17 years old, he was accepted to New York's Juilliard School. While there, he co-wrote and starred in his own play and made his Broadway debut in 1983. He made his Hollywood feature debut in the 1984 Cold War spy spoof Top Secret. What followed was a string of unpredictable roles in big-budget films.
Girl, we couldn't get much higher.
Yeah!
As rocker Jim Morrison, Kilmer morphed into the sultry, psychedelic icon in Oliver Stone's The Doors.
I have a riddle for you.
Only to then suit up as the Caped Crusader to play Bruce Wayne's alter ego in 1995's Batman Forever. As a heartthrob with good looks, he could easily play the leading man. But he also fell right into place in an ensemble cast with iconic stars.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Playing the quick-witted and deadly gunslinging Doc Holliday in the 1993 Western Tombstone, Kilmer left Hollywood to live on a ranch in Santa Fe, New Mexico while battling his health issues. He was diagnosed with cancer in 2014 and lost his voice to a tracheostomy in 2015.
I found that I've been run over by
In that Entertainment Tonight interview, he addressed the difficulties of speaking, which was written into his return as Iceman in a cameo in Top Gun Maverick in 2022.
Who's the better pilot, you or me?
This is a nice moment. Let's not ruin it.
With CBS correspondent Vlad Duthier, his family says Val Kilmer, diagnosed with throat cancer back in 2014, recovered, he died of pneumonia.
I know that that was pretty rough to hear his sounding on that Entertainment Tonight. One thing I remember about Val Kilmer is you can't be a guy my age and not just absolutely love Tombstone. There are so many one-liners in that. That's the one I'll remember.
He was great in that one.
I did hear a lot of times that he was tough to work with. And I always remember this quote. So Jerry Frankenheimer was the director on The Island of Dr. Monroe. What's his name? Marlon Brando. That's it. And Val Kilmer. And he said after that, working with Val Kilmer, this is the director, two things will never happen. I will never climb Mount Everest, and I will never work with Val Kilmer again. I just remember that. I said, "Wow, all right."
That's pretty good when you're the good with, you know, when Brando's in the movie, and you choose Val Kilmer over working with Marlon Brando, who was difficult himself.
Yeah, well, everyone knows.
Wow.
That.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.